from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard, a member of Israel's three-member war cabinet, demanding changes or he'll resign in protest, putting pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
War cabinet minister Benny Gantz threatening to quit the government on June 8th unless Netanyahu implements a six-point plan that includes bringing back the hostages and establishing an international administration for Gaza once the war ends.
ABC's Marcus Moore. This comes as Israeli forces say that since Friday, they've recovered the bodies of at least four hostages killed by Hamas. Crews working through the weekend now to try and restore power to hundreds of thousands of customers in the Houston area after high winds knocked down power lines on Thursday. Raymond Lamb lives in Cyprus.
I don't think we're even hurricane season yet. And if it's like this now, what's going to happen? It seemed like each year progressively get worse.
Officials are trying to get the power back ahead of high temperatures that are expected this week. Multiple people hurt in Rochester, Michigan, after it appears a propane tank exploded at a home.
Looks like it was a propane tank that failed. We don't know why yet. We'll try to go ahead and with the investigator determine what happened.
Fire Chief John C. Slick says it's not clear why that tank exploded. They're continuing to investigate. A county judge in Ohio could rule as early as Monday on whether a 2019 law barring most abortions should be declared unconstitutional after voters in the state passed a constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to an abortion. As summer travel season is approaching, that means busy airports.
The TSA bracing for a record-setting travel season. The agency predicting a 15% increase in summer travelers, with some days expected to top 3 million people at America's airports.
ABC's Alexis Christopher. Is gunfire erupting in Congo's capital early Sunday. Armed men in military uniforms clashing with a politician's guards in a neighborhood. You're listening to ABC News. With more electric cars hitting the road, some states are trying to figure out what to do about dwindling revenues from gas taxes. California is considering replacing its gas tax with a mileage tax instead. Laura Prohoda with Caltrans says miles can be tracked with the car's built-in GPS or by sending a photo of the odometer.
Everyone has different levels of comfort when we're managing our data between efficiency and privacy.
The gas tax is important for revenues that are used to maintain roads in the state. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin's seventh human space flight is set to take place this morning, and it'll be one for the books. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Former Air Force Captain Ed Dwight, who's 90, was selected by President John F. Kennedy in 1961 as the nation's first black astronaut candidate. He was recommended by the Air Force for the NASA Astronaut Corps, but was not among those selected. He left the military and became a noted sculptor of large-scale monuments of iconic black figures, including Martin Luther King and Frederick Douglass. His works are at museums and public spaces across the U.S. and Canada.
Federal wildlife officials declaring a rare lizard in the Southwest an endangered species. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the dunes sagebrush lizard could become extinct as its habitat is threatened by energy development, sand mining, and climate change. The lizard's native territory spans the southeastern New Mexico and West Texas. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.